Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Dr. Matt and Dr. Mike's A to Z of the human body. We're on the letter A, but we're nearly there. Today's term is elderlies. Elderlies. Arriba. Is that what you think of?
I thought it was something to do with the elderly.
Oh, no, not elder, as in E-L-D-E-R, but A-L-D-O-L-A-S-E.
All right. Sounds like an enzyme to me.
Very good. Good segue. Elderlies is an enzyme because it ends in A's. That's the suffix. The eldol part, so the A-L-D part, the eld, that's telling you there's an aldehyde molecule there. The ol part is telling you there's an alcohol functional group. So there's...
You've been very chemical today.
Oh, that's me. So there's aldehyde and an alcohol and it's an enzyme. And this enzyme elderlies is involved in glycolysis, a very important process. Do you know what glycolysis is?
The breakdown of glucose.
Into what?
Pyruvate, two of them.
Two pyruvate molecules, yes.
Within
two.
The cytoplasm of most cells.
Oh, okay. Whew, Mr. Fancy Glycolysis Mind right here. Who brought the big brain? So,
Barton Big Brain.
Glycolysis is the process in which we take glucose, which is C6H12O6, so basically a six-carbon molecule, and we rearrange
break
the carbons. We rearrange the carbons and break it up in half to form two three-carbon molecules, like you said, pyruvate. This pyruvate gets turned into acetyl-CoA, transported into the mitochondria, where it undergoes the Krebs cycle.
Unless you're absent of oxygen.
Or... you are just undergoing normal metabolic processes and you produce lactate from that pyruvate.
Okay.
But that's not what we're talking about today.
Fine.
Just glycolysis. So the whole point of glycolysis is to turn that glucose to the pyruvate. And in that process, we create a little bit of ATP and we produce some molecules called NADH. And what the NADH does is it carries electrons and hydrogen ions for us to the electron transport chain of the mitochondria, where the electrons are used as hot potatoes across the proteins, which are across the intermembrane surface, and they ultimately generate a gradient where they pump hydrogen ions into the intermembrane space, which then go down their own gradient.
And are you explaining cell respiration or
cellular elderlies? Okay. Whole point of glycolysis is to take glucose. All right, it's to make energy in the form of ATP. And in this process, you go from glucose to glucose-6-phosphate, from glucose-6-phosphate to fructose-6-phosphate, then fructose-1,6-bisphosphate, which then gets split into half into two molecules. One is called glyceraldehyde-3-phosphate. One is dihydroxyacetone phosphate. They then turn into oh my gosh, into 1,3 bisphosphoglycerate, then 3 phosphoglycerate, then 2 phosphoglycerate, then phosphoenyl pyruvate. Oh my gosh. And then pyruvate. Well, it can go into oxaloacetate, then malate, then pyruvate, but it can also go to phosphoenyl pyruvate, then pyruvate. All right. Regardless, it's a process that requires enzymes. Anytime you go from glucose to glucose 6-phosphate, you need an enzyme like hexokinase.
You could have cut all that stuff out and just started now.
It's only 3 minutes. To go from glucose 6-phosphate to fructose 6-phosphate, you need a glucose phosphate isomerase and so forth. All right. There is one enzyme here called aldolase, which we haven't spoken about yet, Matt.
Wow.
And what it does is it takes fructose 1,6-bisphosphate.
Does it come from the fructose pathway?
Nope. Part of glycolysis.
Okay.
Yep.
So this is not where fructose enters glycolysis?
Well, fructose can enter glycolysis at the stage of fructose 6-phosphate.
Oh, it does, yeah.
But the next step, where it's fructose 1,6-bisphosphate, to go from fructose 1,6-bisphosphate, which is a 6-carbon molecule, it's simply just a rearrangement of glucose with like a phosphate added to it, it snaps in half to form 2,3-carbon molecules. One of them is glyceraldehyde 3-phosphate, mm-hmm. and the other one is dihydroxyacetone phosphate. The enzyme that cleaves this 6-carbon molecule into the 2,3 is aldolase.
Oh,
beautiful, okay. Right? Beautiful. So aldolase is an extremely important molecule or enzyme when it comes to glycolysis. And it's reversible, which means aldolase can also snap them back together to go back and form that fructose 1,6-bisphosphate. Now, you might be asking me, Matt, what else do I know about?
That was my next question.
Aldolase. All right, here's a really important point. Aldolase has 3 isoforms.
So slight modifications.
Yeah. That's right. Slightly different. The enzyme functions the same, but is slightly different.
So like triplets that are not identical.
Yeah, that's right. Triplets that are not identical. God, you're so good at making these analogies for people to be able to just...
Accessible.
Yeah. Mm. So aldolase A is actually the aldolase found in muscle. Aldolase B is found in liver. And aldolase C is found in the brain. Still does the same role, right? But it is... expressed differently in these different tissues. Now, why am I telling you this? Mm. It's important. There's clinical significance here because if you measure aldolase A, which is found in muscle tissue, if it changes its abundance over time, it could give you an indication of muscle damage. Because if the muscle's damaged, this process, like you said, happens inside the cells but the cytoplasm. So if the muscle's damaged, it's going to release these enzymes into the bloodstream.
Oh, so right? It's like a biomarker.
It's a biomarker. And you might say, okay, but there's heaps of enzymes associated with glycolysis. Yes, but the aldolase type A is specific to muscle.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, so if you had a myopathy or something specific to muscle and were to look in the bloodstream for aldolase type A, that could be suggestive that there are skeletal muscle injuries.
Exactly right. Same thing happens with aldolase B, which is liver specific. So it can give you an indication.
Like an LFT.
And it can sometimes be used in conjunction with various enzymes of liver function tests. That's LFT, right? So it's important as a clinical marker. Now, aldolase can be regulated a number of different ways by the pH of the tissue, by the temperature of the tissue, even by the availability of other substrates. So if you've got a high abundance of that fructose 1,6-bisphosphate, the starting molecule, it's going to promote more of it getting cut up by aldolase.
So aldolase activity increases.
Yes. But if you've got more of the end product
yeah, right back.
So it's inhibited.
Does that mean it's a, what do they call it? A regulatory enzyme. That's not the word, but.
Oh, like a rate limiter?
Yeah, rate limiter.
Not really. But at the end of the day, all of them can be rate limiters because...
Yeah, they just build back up and then inhibit themselves.
That's right. So, for example, ATP tends to be a strong negative regulator of most enzymes in glycolysis.
Yeah, which makes sense.
Right? And so that's aldolase. I don't really have too much more about aldolase.
I think you've done enough.
I mean, I did spend half of the time talking about glycolysis, but... any questions you have for me about aldolase?
No, I liked the biomarker use for it.
Yeah, well, glad I only spoke about it for 30 seconds. thank you very much.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.